How na day my territory people, I don't carry another one come your domo to. I will make one understand cholera outbreak. The Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention, it don't alert Nigerians of cholera cases around the country, and the deaths when none day reported now 30 out of 36 states from 1st of January to 11th of June 2024. Now 1,141 suspected cases, and they don't confirm 65 cases with 30 deaths from 96 local governments for 30 states. The 10 states with 90% of the burden of cholera so far na Bayelsa, Zamfara, Abia, Cross River, Bauchi, Delta, Katsina, Imo, Nasarawa, and Lagos states. Cholera na severe diarrhea when they caused by cholera. It still remains serious public health challenge worldwide. Even with the advances for sanitation and healthcare, cholera outbreaks still continue to happen, especially for areas when they don't get enough access to clean water and sanitation facilities. We think on the cause of this outbreak. Cholera outbreak they primarily caused by when people swallow water or swallow food when they contaminated with cholera. The bacterium it prosper for environment with poor sanitation, and it make the area when they affected by natural disasters. War and poverty. Now those ones now it affect where the key factors when they contribute to cholera na contaminated water. Let me number one. If you drink or you use water from contaminated river, contaminated well or lakes, you fit introduce the bacteria into communities. Poor sanitation practice na another one. Lack of proper sewage disposal and open defecation fit lead to widespread contamination. Inadequate hygiene unko na the third one. Limited access to soap and clean water to take wash hand, they increase the risk of infection. Population displacement and another one. For refugee camps and urban areas when depopulated with enough sanitation infrastructure, now hotspots for cholera outbreak. How you go take recognize these symptoms? Cholera fit get any fit not get any symptoms or signs, if it's mild or if it's severe. For severe cases, symptoms fit appear within hours of infection and include severe diarrhea. That's the person could shit, watery stools, water shit, then the person could shit. Vomiting unko na another one. And once the vomiting done too much, you feel it to dehydration. Dehydration self na another one. Symptoms of dehydration include dry mouth, you go the day thirsty, you go get reduced urination, and your eyes go enter inside. Shock safe day. Yes, prevention strategies for cholera. How we go take prevent this matter? So preventing cholera outbreak, they involve combination of community education plus improved sanitation plus access to clean water. Effective prevention strategies in our water treatment, sanitation improvement, hygiene promotion, and vaccination. Rapid and coordinated response, it is important for the control of cholera outbreak. And what will be the key measures of a response? Surveillance and reporting. Once you see them, you report the case to public health authority, and they will take sharp action. Treatment centers. If they establish cholera treatment centers, it will provide rehydration and medical care. Community engagement. Once you involve local communities for response, to make sure, say, appropriate cultural interventions. The supply distribution. Now the fourth one, if you provide supplies like a ORS and the antibiotics, it could help. The role of international organizations like a World Health Organization, UNICEF, all these ones, they play important role to fight cholera outbreak because they provide technical assistance, they provide funding, supply, and support local health systems for affected areas. Their efforts now, emergency response, capacity building, research and development. Cholera outbreaks still remain pressing global health issue, especially for areas where not get enough water and sanitation infrastructure. We understand the causes. Once we understand the causes and we recognize the symptoms, we implement effective prevention strategies and we mount robust response. All of them go the essentials to control and prevent cholera outbreak. If collabo happen between government and international organizations plus local community, it will help to achieve cholera free world. If we prioritize clean water, improve sanitation and hygiene education, we can make significant impact to reduce the incidence of cholera, and we could save lives. To know more, visit our website to www.critical health.com. Don't forget to enter when I come outside like this with Obonga Health Matter to read. Now, Critical Health, they send me this message. I still remain MOD Radio Tap Battery. Follow us on social media platform at Critical Health. So you go there among the first set of people when go see Obonga Health Matter to read when we drop them. Till I come your way next time, I love you.